All is attainable with my living choice. All is attainable with my living choice. Now, what does it mean to have a living choice? A living choice is a choice where I make a decision in myself to accomplish something, and then I go for it. And I go for it. I make a decision in myself for something, and I go for it. For instance, if I'm suffering with a disease or cancer or a condition of a health that is just dragging me right down, it's going to kill me, in fact, I can stop that right now. I can stop that right now with my living choice. I can choose to be whole and perfect. I can choose to have my life be fantastic and glorious and wonderful. I have seen so many people who have had problems, and with their problems, they were just dragged right straight down, and they thought they had no hope of living. They had no hope of having a healthy body, no hope of having a harmonious health for themselves, no hope of it at all. And then they read somewhere some psychological response to living where this person said, I was going downhill. My health was in very rotten shape, and I was going to die. The doctor gave me so much time to live. And at first I said to myself, okay, I better resign myself to the fact I'm going to die. Resign myself to the fact I'm going to cut out of this life and no longer be here. I'll have to take care of all my details and say my goodbyes and be ready to go. And then, in the middle of the night, I woke up with a start, they say. And as I woke up with a start, I said, hey, I don't have to die. I don't have to take that opinion. The doctor's opinion was based upon the way things are going, the way I'm allowing things to happen to me, the way I have accepted my health condition. And I don't have to accept that. That's an opinion. That's an observation that could be. Oh, it could very well be if I allow myself to say that's what it is. But no, I am going to live. I am living. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I say this again and again and again and again to myself. I say this with all my heart. It's my living choice to live. Yes, it's my living choice to live. And when I make that choice to live, then I change my attitude. I change my thinking. I change my way of looking at myself. Now, if my body has a condition, that condition is there and going to remain there as long as I empower it to be there. But the moment I change my attitude about myself, about my living kitchen condition, that condition changes little by little, but it changes. It doesn't have to be little by little. It can be very quickly, but that condition changes. And little by little, I begin to reveal to myself, hey, I feel better. Every day when I get up and take my walk, and every day when I say to myself, I like me, I like me, I like me, I feel better. Every day I look at people around me and they look happier, they look more joyous. That's because I'm being happy toward myself and I'm being more joyous to myself. And pretty soon, all of those conditions that the doctor had talked about and all those conditions I had shown to the doctor begin to fade away. And they no longer are the controlling factor in my life. The controlling factor in my life is that I am whole and perfect, that I am fantastic, that I am magnificent. I put a new cause in motion for myself, and I get a new response out of my life. Oh, I can die. We all can die. We all do. We don't have to, but we all do. But science tells us we're living longer and longer and longer, that we have better health, that we have better conditions to live in. New supplements are coming out every day saying, look, they had all sorts of problems and now they don't have them. They took this supplement, they took that supplement. Well, the greatest supplement you and I can take is the supplement of our mind, the supplement of our attitude toward ourselves, the supplement of who we think we are and what we think we are and where we think we're going and what we think life is all about. And the sooner we come up with that supplement for ourselves, the sooner we come up with that realization of who we are, the sooner we change our direction from going downhill to going uphill to going down and failing and dying to living and vitally being alive and being happy in every way, shape, and form. It's a matter of what we want to do. Now, what do you want for yourself? It's easy to die. It's easy to let go and not have problems anymore. It's easy to, when you have diseases or when you have circumstances that in your home, in your family, in your world, in your work, what are not making you happy, when your life just seems to have given you a bum steer, and you say, well, it'd be just easy to cut out, just easy to die, just dump off a cliff, dig a hole and pull the dirt in after you. Why? Why do we do that? Because we are feeling sorry for ourselves. And when we feel sorry for ourselves, we are killing ourselves. And when we are killing ourselves, we are taking away the great joy that we can have in living this life at this time and this experience. If we live today, not living yesterday or tomorrow, but live today. If we live yesterday and we have the problems of yesterday and we think of the things that disturbed us so, and we change that, we release it, we let it go, and we live today and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. This is a wonderful world I live in. It's a wonderful body I live in. Yes, a wonderful body I live in. I live in my divine body. I am ideal. Every organ, action, function of my body is ideal. I am ideal. I am divine. Keep saying this. You're putting a new cause in motion for yourself. You're putting the now in motion for yourself. And the now is when your cells of your body are saying, oh, okay. If you want to be well, fine. We'll forget about those negative thoughts and think of only about positive thoughts. If you want to be well, all right, that's okay. We don't mind. We'll take any road you want to take because we follow your directions with whatever thought you have in your mind, we will go that direction. And lo and behold, we go the direction of our thought. And those smart ones of us who say, I am ideal, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I'm whole and perfect, I like me, I like me, I like me, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, and I say it again and 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 again, and pretty soon, that's my only thought, that's my only tribute to myself, that's my only recognition to myself. And when I'm doing that, all is attainable with a living choice. And my living choice is to say, I like me. My living choice is to say that now is the acceptable time for my good, right now. And claim it, name it, claim it, claim it, name it, claim it, claim it. Take it right now because it's you. It's who you are. It's who I am. And I like me. And I live in my happy, wonderful, dynamic body. And everyone who sees me says, wow, you are dynamic and healthy. You're vital, dynamic, alive. Yes, I say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm youthful. I'm fantastic. I'm happy. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm youthful. I'm vital. I'm happy. And I'm attaining that goal in my life of wholeness, of health, a healthy body, a healthy mind, a healthy spirit, a healthy world, and it is wonderful. And it's all that matters, because nothing else makes any difference in my world to me or to anything at all, except to like me just the way I am. And as I like me and I love me just the way I am, I love my world and I love you. I love you. I love you just the way you are, whole and perfect now.